And finally, we went up to Newquay, where Ray Finch, MEP, the fisheries spokesman for the UK Independence Party, was holding a public meeting where he could talk to fishermen and other people involved in the fishing trade in the Newquay area. So I just barged my way in. Anyway, there's several things going on, but you listen and explain as we go along.
Right, we've arrived at Newquay Rowing Club. Ray Finch, the Member of European Parliament and UKIP's spokesman on fisheries, is about to give a short talk to a group of fishermen here who operate the smaller 10-metre boats, and then he's going to be taking questions. They're going to have a big meeting, talk about problems affecting fisheries on the North Cornwall coast. I imagine most of the problems are caused by the European Union, but I suppose we'll find out when we get in there. Also, Sanjay Kumar is cooking us, very kindly cooking us a meal using local produce, and he's very keen on the use of local produce and widening the range of fish that are used here in Cornwall and in England. Just behind me you can see it's a picture of Newquay Harbour back in the day. Obviously it's changed a bit since then. But I think they're just about getting started. So I'm going to now pop in and listen to Ray, see what he's got going for him.
We're a very proud nation in Cornwall, and our heritage and our history is built on fishing, mining and farming. And fishing is one of the most important things of this county. So I wish you luck in what you do. Keep safe, boys. And listen to what Ray says, and enjoy the evening. Thank you, Ray.
Thanks very much, Ray. Cheers. Evening, everyone.
Evening.
Right.
Evening.
What you normally get, I don't know how many of you have been to political meetings before, you normally get some politician or politicians turn up, tell you everything that's wrong with what you're doing and how they know how to fix it. I'm not like that. I'm just a bloke. I go out and do a bit of sea angling now and then, but I'm interested in what fishing means to our country. It's what we grew up on. It's what made our nation. And the fact is, it was stolen from us. There's no other word for it. It was stolen from us. The original agreements for the Common Fisheries Policy, the first meeting was held 6 hours before our accession talks to the common market. It was made as a resource grab, and that's what it's been ever since. The only way that we will get it back is if we get our country back, because then we can control what happens. We leave the European Union, we leave the Common Fisheries Policy, we make our own decisions about our own lives. The fact is that what we have to do once we leave, you know, our policy, for those of you who don't know, is we will immediately enforce a 200-mile exclusive economic zone, which the UN Law of the Sea gives to every nation as of their right. And then we decide, as a nation, and as fishermen as well, because what we're going to do, if our plans come to fruition, is we will make sure that every individual local region is not dictated to by Westminster as it's dictated to by Brussels now. You will have your own say. There'll be local boards where fishermen of all sizes, sub 10 metres, the big lads, and even, I know some of you may not like it, but even the anglers will have a say. So it's about democracy, and it's about, the fact is that you know best what's out there. You know best what's available to catch. You know best what you shouldn't catch. So all we want is for you to have your say and to be able to make this work as a benefit and a resource, not just for you, but for the entire country. And it's going to be things like, we're going to, any licenses we sell to foreign fishermen, if we sell them, all of that money under our manifesto will go to harbours and stuff. It'll be about giving money towards apprenticeships. It'll be making sure the harbours have decent slips and so on. Because I was up in North Shields, which is bloody cold, I'll tell you if you think this is cold, a little while back. And the lad there, who does all their engineering work on the boats, he told me, he said, I've got a bit of land up there. I want to build a new slip on it so I can look after these boats properly, because the one he's had was built in the 40s or something. And he went to the local council and he said, no, you're not doing it, because we're keeping all this for retirement housing. So their plan is just to close it down. We shouldn't let that happen. Every job out at sea brings 10 jobs on land. And it's not about just you lads out there, it's about everyone who's back here, who lives off your produce, and who gains work and gains a livelihood from the stuff that you do. So, I don't know what's going on here in Cornwall, any more than I know anywhere else, because everyone has different issues, because they're all different fisheries to an extent. You all have different problems. So I'm not here to give you a big lecture. What I'm here to do is to answer any questions you have as best I can, and to take on board what you say, and everything you say, you know, I'll use to get myself better informed so I can be of more use to you. So I'm going to stop now, and you lot, anyone, any questions, anything you want to say, you know, if you want to run me outside and throw me overboard, fair play. But it's your meeting more than it is mine, because how many of you have met George Eustace? No? Yeah? Yeah. The way he works is a trifle different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a farmer.
That's right, he is.
And that was very eminent at the meeting that we went to.
Yeah. Yeah. As I say, I don't know what you boys know. I want to learn what you know so that I can be at least of some use. I'm on the Fisheries Committee in the European Parliament now. Hopefully it won't be for long. Hopefully we'll be free. But I can ask questions. I can put in written questions for it. And I can, and if I know, if I learn from you, then I can do more and I can be more effective. So it's up to you chaps and ladies. First question, anyone say?
If you're going to start, the big problem is quota and the amount we've got of it.
Yeah. You sub 10 metres, suppose?
Yeah, I'm 10, yeah. We're very, very hard hit on ray at the moment.
Yeah.
Our quota is 3 years ago was an average of about 10 tonne a month.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12 tonne some
yep.
months. 2 years ago, that dropped to 3 tonne. This previous year that we've just finished, we was a tonne and a half, which when you put that into money value, you're talking £2,500 per tonne.
No.
To run a boat with two crew.
Yeah.
We've got
all your diesel, all your maintenance.
Well, yeah, it's not just the ray. We've been told 2 days ago now that at the last meeting, I think it was in Brussels, wasn't it?
December.
It was sprung on our fisheries minister, would like the CFPO down in Newlyn, that they're now, after giving us major quota reductions on the ray, are going to put a total ban on one of the species.
Small lads, ray.
I think the issue was it wasn't actually even discussed in Brussels.
It wasn't discussed. The effect wasn't sort of.
It just came out, council didn't
it? About two or three days ago, blanket.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which, within three mile of the land, anywhere on the coast, throughout at least the north coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like 90% of the land.
There's plenty there.
Yeah.
Plenty
there's
down.
Plenty of fishing.
Listen
to
it. We was fishing 4 or 5 days in July and August, and then we tried a few different things, but there's not a lot out in season. We're in such a mixed fishery.
Yeah.
That to be stopped fishing for ray stops me fishing the ground that I can catch half a ton of lobsters a week.
Yep.
A couple 300 kilo of monk a week. You've got a few turbot.
Yep.
So in general, that ground is really, really healthy, but what I don't seem to understand is by stopping you catching one species, you basically can't
go for any, because
25 boxes a day being thrown back over the side,
yep.
which is all dead, or 90%, 80% mortality rate or something. So you're still hauling
yeah.
it, you can't keep out of the way of it. In the end, for 2 months, in our prime months where we should have turned over £50,000, we
yeah.
struggled to do 25 for 2 months.
Jeez.
So that's 50% cut due to
yeah.
being able just to catch ray.
I know I should know this because I'm on the Fisheries Committee, but they haven't told me why. Has anyone heard why?
This is all to do with Guernsey. There's one boat in Guernsey that fishes on the non-sector quota of the under 10.
Oh right, yeah.
And he's been basically 10 tonne with the big boat, in and out,
yep.
on some loophole from, this is over in Guernsey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The last quota meeting I attended in October.
Yeah.
Steve Eglantine and that from DEFRA and that was all there. Sorry, I forgot where I was going now. Oh yeah, the Guernsey.
Guernsey
basically, they stopped the Guernsey boat fishing because they could see the damage it was taking out of the under 10 metre pool.
Yeah.
And their exact words at the meeting was through other sort of relations between us and Guernsey and dealings.
Yep.
It was throwing a big spanner in the works, and they basically turned back round to them and said, "We'll retract what we put in, let your bloke carry on fishing, and it's still going on now until something can be sorted out." And this is what a lot of them at one boat is making a hell of a chunk in what little quota we're getting.
Crazy.
And this is meant to be an ongoing thing that's going to be sorted out, but this has been going on. Well, it brought up at a quota meeting 6 months ago, but how long it's been going on before that? It's years and years and years before they've actually picked up on it.
Well, this is one of the things, as I said before, it's got to be locally based. The information's got to be locally based. You know, you're the ones who can turn around and say, this is what we need here. This is what we need, North Cornwall, we need this.
Right, Sanjay, Ray Finch is in there talking to the fishermen. They're going great guns about talking about the problems here on the North Cornwall coast, caused by European Union rules.
Yeah.
You're very kind, you're cooking us a meal. It smells delicious. What do you do?
Well, this is a chowder, a Newquay fish chowder. So one of the, to put it into context with what's going on, a lot of good spider crab, which is landed in Newquay, is never seen in Newquay on the fishing stalls. People don't appreciate it or don't even know what it is all about.
Okay.
So my idea is to keep it local, we need to appreciate our seafood and fish more. As compared to being landed here, spider crabs are sent or bought in tons and tons by the Spanish because they love it.
Okay.
So my idea is if we can introduce new dishes, I'm making a simple chowder with mussels, some spider crab meat and some haddock, and we're going to give people that taster to show that what we land is precious and can be used really well in making some lovely dishes.
Okay, well, it certainly smells absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. So the spider crabs that they're catching here aren't being eaten here at all?
No,
being shipped
no, not at all. So last year during during Newquay Fish Festival, I invited the then mayor of Newquay to come and cook with me, and we landed some spider crab and we smashed it and then we turned it into a crab on toast.
He
definitely said that it is much more sweeter and nicer to eat than a normal shore crab or a cock crab. So that shows that you can actually appreciate, even if it is a bit fiddly to work with, when you really get into the detail of it and make it an occasion, a spider crab is really good. And that's just an example of how, if we start appreciating what is landed locally more, where it is landed, it is better to eat fresher food here than when it is being appreciated by someone else.
Fantastic. All right, well, I'll let you get back to the cooking.
Thank you.
Ray's still going
yes,
in
yes,
there.
Yes.
But I'll check up. I'm looking forward to trying some of that.
It will be a pleasure to serve you. Thank
Lovely.
You.
Lovely. Thank you.
Newquay spider crab, mussels, and bacon chowder.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you.
I think you need that after 2 hours.
Well, politicians never get tired of talking, but you can always do with a bit of a snack.
I guess.
Do you know what? That's delicious.
Thank you, sir. I guess you need to teach talking to my 2-year-old daughter.
That's fair enough. Do you mind if I talk into this?
Of course. You deserve it, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Right, well, that's just about wrapped up here at the Newquay Rowing Club. Ray was speaking for over 2 hours and taking questions, having conversation with the fishermen here. Apparently, it's actually been a good day for fishing, so a lot of the boats are out. Just had a small number of fishermen there. Very lively discussion. I thought Ray handled it well. But something came over really clearly is all the problems are being caused to the fishing industry by the common fisheries policies, by the European Union, by the fact that the European Union just does not listen to local fishermen about what conditions are like here. which fish are in decline and which fish are booming, and that the quota system bears very little relation to reality, to what's happening here on the North Cornwall coast and the sort of fishing going on there. Sanjay did us absolutely proud with his chowder, absolutely delicious. So it's getting late, that about wraps it up.
So let's hear it for joy, Meg's army never dies. Let's hear it for drilling with a changing stream in mind. Let's hear it for farmers and for the fishermen. Let's hear it for the miners, who we hope will mine again. Now when you cross the Tamar into this promised land, there's one thing to remember, one thing to understand. That Cornwall's not a county, just something in the west. But Cornwall is our country, the land we love the best. So streaming high, let's hear it for the farmers and for the fishermen. Let's hear it for the miners, who we hope will mine again.
Can't help it, weekend.